My name is Jean Ellis. I'm a lifelong resident of Petersburg, a small business owner, and chair of the Petersburg Borough School District Board of Education. I am speaking in opposition to the planned overall reduction of $250,000 in the Department of Education budget. Small and even mid-sized school districts, and that is the majority of the districts in Alaska, simply do not have the financial resources or personnel infrastructure to do the job without competent, reliable support from the Department of Education. I urge you to reinstate the $250,000.
Good afternoon. This is Robert Thomas, and for the record, I am superintendent of Petersburg School District and president of the Alaska Association of School Administrators. And it's important to remember that this is the fourth consecutive year that the BSA, or base student allocation, has remained flat. Each of the preceding years, one-time funds have been provided outside the BSA to assist in funding district operations. Uncertain one-time funding makes it very, very difficult for districts to budget and plan for the future.
For the record, my name is John Bringhurst. As a retired businessman and father of eight children, all of whom have received college educations, I place a high priority on learning. As a longtime resident of Petersburg, I now turn my attention to the next generation of youngsters. I was pleased to read that both President Obama and Governor Parnell have indicated that they place a high priority on the education of our young people. It is unfortunate to learn that as the budget unfolds, the priority of the state of Alaska now seems to be elsewhere.
My name is Marlene Cushing, and I am here representing WAVE in Petersburg. There are four of us here today. WAVE has been providing domestic violence advocacy and prevention services for 30 years. We've been doing this. We are thrilled to hear that House Bill 65 has included new funding for programs like ours. We desperately need funds so we can have paid staff to help our volunteers provide these services. With state funding, we will be able to provide a place for advocates and our pro bono lawyer to meet with clients, drop-in hours for victims and others seeking information, a consistent point of contact for organizations, victims, and other community members. We will be able to continue and strengthen our response to domestic violence and sexual assault calls and emergency services. And we will be able to continue and build on our community outreach, interventions, and training.
Hi, this is Kim Kilkenny. I represent Petersburg Mental Health Services. I'm calling in response to the proposed cut in the behavioral health budget. Just to speak in our community, I have to tell you, our community was on a lockdown for three separate gun and other violence threats against numerous people, including children, last fall in October. I assisted with the police in a standoff with an intoxicated, suicidal, homicidal individual. We have a heroin epidemic, and there, with lack of court support, domestic violence is rampant. We are not the only community affected by increased violence. Cake is reeling from the recent murder among children. Now is not the time to consider a reduction of funding.
This is Jerry Stuber. I just wanted to say I'm opposed to any cuts to the mental health funding because to me it just doesn't make any sense. Like others that have talked before me, it only shifts costs to other more costly social programs, health care, as well as the court systems.
I'm Susan Omer, and I'm the director of Petersburg Mental Health Services and have been for the last almost 20 years. I'm also a third-generation Alaskan. I'm here to talk about the cuts to behavioral health services, and I do understand it as an administrator. You know, these are tough times, and we have to use our funds very wisely. But the cut that's proposed would actually cut our budget by a third, which would mean we would lose four positions. Three of those would be service providers, and I find that just horrifying. You know, that's not belt tightening. That's cutting off limbs.
My name is Sunny Rice. I'm with the University of Alaska Marine Advisory Program. I'm the Petersburg agent, and I'm the coordinator, one of the coordinators of the Alaska Young Fishermen Summit. In the University of Alaska's budget request this year, included $40,000 for ongoing support for the Alaska Young Fishermen Summit. The Young Fishermen Summit is a responsive, cooperative effort with industry that is effective, and we would appreciate your support.
Yeah, this is Max Warach. I'm the president of the United Southeast Alaska Gill Netters. I'm testifying today to request that the House Finance Committee reject the subcommittee recommendation that $550,000 be cut from the Region 1 fish and game budget for stock identification. Stock identification through port sampling is a very important tool in our fisheries management.
Members of the committee, my name is Brian Lynch. I'm the executive director of Petersburg Vessel Owners Association. I am here to testify about proposed reduction to the governor's fish and game southeast region budget of $550,000 for southeast port sampling program and the U.S.-Canada biometric support. We encourage you to consider reinstating these cuts. These funds are critical to the region's management of all salmon species and fisheries in southeast. This loss of funding will greatly reduce the department's ability to sustainably manage Alaska's commercial fisheries and will likely result in reduced or lost fishing opportunity, which will, in turn, also result in significant economic harm to fishermen, southeast communities, and Alaska's overall economic health as well.
Hi, I'm a salmon gill netter from Petersburg, and I'm asking that you restore funding for the Southeast Region Fisheries Management stock identification projects. I'm appalled that this salmon stock identification would go unfunded because it's vital to getting the most out of our salmon resource.